Well, it's certainly been a dominant first season for the Kangaroos in the AFLW. The job is not done yet, but they have positioned themselves nicely to have a full tilt at the Premiership with one game to go. Jamie Stanton was one of the key recruits for the Kangaroos, and she's had a fantastic season and joins me here on the Sporting Capital. Good evening, Jamie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, a pleasure. How has the year been so far for you? I mean, coming in, I think we all thought that North Melbourne were going to be a very, very good team. You'd assembled a very good list, but how do you feel like the team's actually gelled together?
Oh, I've got to say pretty well. Obviously, we're currently sitting 5-1, and I think the record shows that we were able to put what people said in the paper into actual practice, which has been nice. That was always the worry to start with, but no, I think we've gelled really well as a team, and obviously we're still in the hunt for finals, which is exactly what you want to do for the season.
How did that gelling process happen? I'm guessing there's a lot more than you just turn up to training and start training together. I'm sure that there was some other work that went on in the background as well.
Yeah, definitely. So there was a big, culture focus at North in terms of making sure that we as a club were all there for the right reasons and getting everyone on the same page. And we did a whole lot of time in training, out of training, and we even had a bit of a camp or so down in Tassie to make sure that the gelling process was a little smoother potentially than maybe what it could have been. So, yeah, we definitely took a big culture focus, mindset at North, and that's probably why it has been a lot easier compared to maybe other clubs.
You played against a lot of the girls previously, obviously, to this year. Was there now one of your teammates that maybe surprised you, or maybe you're perhaps underrated and since you've been playing together, you've thought, gee, I didn't realise they were as good as what they were?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, all the girls, when they came across and started signing, I'm thinking, beauty, how good, because there's another good one, that helps. But one that's really not surprised me, but who's really stepped up, I guess, is Jenna Bruton. She came across from the Western Bulldogs. Obviously, everyone spoke about how good Emma Carney was and what she did for the Dogs, but I think Jenna was really underrated over there, and her ability to just hit a target and her work rate was huge. And I think she's probably had a really stellar season and one where people have taken notice of her a bit more.
Way back yonder, I did a little bit of work. Emma King used to come in and do some interviews on a show that I used to do. Very dry sense of humour. Have you cottoned on to when she throws a gag? Because it took me a little while to get my head around it, to be honest.
Yeah, love King. definitely one of the good ones. She's great quality and love having her around. But I love her in the rock a little bit more than some of her jokes sometimes.
The decision itself, Jamie, I mean, now that you've got one game to go in the season, it's obviously well and truly done and dusted. Was it a difficult one for you? That Brisbane Lions team looked like it was pretty tight-knit. Was it a hard one for you to step away from that and change clubs?
Oh, definitely. Obviously, in the girls' game, when we change clubs, we're maybe only changing for 1 year or you know, for a whole career. But, yeah, to make that decision, I think anyone, it was a super hard decision. It was because the Brisbane Lions gave me my chance. They gave me a start when no one really thought I could play because I'd only played a season of club footy, so I owe the Lions a huge amount. But I just thought that if I was going to improve and become a better player, that I needed to move to the home state of football, because in Queensland, obviously, football is a bit of a back burner for most of the population up there. So just really moved to, I guess, a bit of self-improvement, not because I didn't think the club or the team was not heading in the right direction. It was more the fact of I wanted to make sure that I improved, and I thought the best possible way would be to surround myself and throw myself in the deep end in the footy capital.
And it's worked well for you. Do you think we'll see more player movement? Do you think this is something that as the AFLW competition grows and more teams come in as well, that we will see more players on the move more frequently?
Yeah, I think so. I think this year will be quite surprising. I feel like there'll be quite a lot of player movement, obviously, with four more teams coming in, two Melbourne-based and two interstate. There'll be a lot of player movement throughout the teams and throughout states, I would say. Just the nature of the competition, girls who impress are probably looking for more opportunities to improve themselves, and girls who are obviously maybe not on the decline, but on the age decline, they're looking to set themselves up for after footy. So where's the best state and territory to do that?
Now that you have moved to Melbourne and you are in the footy capital, and I apologise to all of our listeners from Adelaide and other states who are tuning in tonight, but let's face it, it is. Is it everything that you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, living and breathing footy down here for sure, I can tell you that. it's been a really good change and a bit of a fresh air change for me, which has been really nice. I'm not sure how I'll go in the winter coming from Queensland, but
yes.
We'll see how that goes.
I was wondering whether you were going to hang around during the winter. That's going to be a different experience.
Yeah, I think I'll be about 6 or 8 hours. I'm already struggling. The other night I wore my Kathmandu to training. It was that cold, and it was like 10 degrees or something. So, yeah, I was already struggling in the weather. But, so can't wait, to be honest.
You shouldn't need a Kathmandu after, in March anyway. That should come out April, May. But I think that's a bit of a snapshot of what you've come. Now, your time in Brisbane, obviously would have loved it to have culminated in a premiership at some stage, but second in a best and fairest, what was that particular team and that culture like? Because to me, from an outsider, just commentating some games that Brisbane played in, it looked like you had a really strong following up there.
Yeah, the culture was really good. To be honest, once we stepped on the field, we were all in for the same cause and we all had that shared purpose, and unfortunately we couldn't get to that, I guess, that ultimate success. But I think over the past 2 years, Brisbane has shown that they were the probably most successful team over 2 years spanned. It was just a do or die attitude. Like, I can't put it any other way. Like, when we were all on the field, we were there for the same purpose, and it didn't matter whether you went and like some girls played injured, some girls played with their heart on this. Like, it was just all in for the same common goal, and that was probably the best part about the culture over those first 2 years.
I get told a lot that footy with teenage girls and even girls younger than that in Queensland is really strong, and everyone keeps saying, give it a few years, and footy in the north from a women's perspective is going to be huge. Is that on the money? Is that what's going on up there?
Yeah, footy in the north is very big, and it's becoming even bigger. Obviously, a lot of girls down there play, touch, rugby league,
yeah.
Which obviously at the moment the NRL is trying to start up their comp, but with the AFL sort of getting that in a little bit quicker, some of those girls are coming across now and those athletes are coming across, so they're really seeing a pathway there. And I think with the success the Lions had over the first 2 years, young girls are saying, well, hey, this is a sport, they're getting paid, it's a real thing, and people are being successful. So there was a really big following up there, and as a teacher, I can definitely say that there are more school kids, girls particularly, that are jumping across because of the pathways that they can see that the AFL and AFLQ have provided.
Are you still teaching at the moment, or is that on the back burner until the end of the season?
At the moment, just doing a couple of CRT days here and there,
yep.
But a bit on the back burner at the moment, wanting to focus on my footy this season and improve that first, and then once the season's over, we'll probably look to find a proper job.
We've got a good job at the moment, so you can get a secondary good job. I always like asking, there's a lot of players in the AFLW who have come from different backgrounds. You yourself, for those who don't know, former junior Matilda. Was it a hard adjustment? What was the hardest thing, sort of getting your head around being a professional AFL player all of a sudden?
The hardest adjustment is probably the skill base coming from a different sport. Obviously, like the game sense and the decision making skills, everyone brings that across from wherever they've come from. Generally, I'd probably say the hardest thing that I found was the basic skills, like. You think you can kick and handball and it's okay, but when you put yourself up against players like Emma Carney, Daisy Pearce, day in, day out, Aaron Phillips, like, they just are freaks at it. They can hit the target 24/7 and I'm still trying to hit 1 out of 10. So that was probably the biggest, I guess, issue to start with, was those basic skills in a professional environment need to be elite. And when you're brought across from a different sport, it's not elite straight away. You have to work at them.
As I let you go, we've covered a bit of territory here in this chat tonight, so thank you. You've got Fremantle in the last game of the season. They kind of feel like to me that they're a bit of a hard one to get a read on. They've had some good games, and then they've had a couple of games where they've probably let themselves down a little bit as well.
Yeah, we believe Freo are a really good side. They're sitting 5-1 and only just behind us on percentage. They probably play a bit of a different game style to us. which will be a really good, interesting matchup on the weekend to see which game Seoul is obviously going to win on the day. So it'll be a good little matchup. Hopefully it's not too windy over there, South Rio, like some games can be.
Yes.
But it'll be a really good challenge for us because they play such a different game style, more that run gun style, similar to say like a Richmond in the men's comp where we're more of a possession based team. It'll be really interesting to see which style gets the chocolates on the day.
Jamie, thanks so much for the chat. I really appreciate it. Good luck for the weekend coming up, and just as importantly, good luck for what's coming up in the finals when that comes around as well. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you.